This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A high-stakes meeting is underway at the White House between President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Their agenda includes talks about NATO and questions about the U.S.'s commitment to the alliance. Both were also expected to address broad concerns about global security involving Russia and its military aggression in Ukraine, as well as the strategy to combat Islamic State. The Syrian refugee crisis continues to be a point of contention between the leaders. Trump had accused Merkel of ruining Germany by allowing an influx of Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, the fight over replacing President Obama's landmark health care law looms large over the Trump administration today. Trump says he thinks those Republican lawmakers who were skeptical about the GOP proposal to replace the Affordable Care Act are now on board.
All of these no's, or potential no's, are all yeses. Every single person sitting in this room is now a yes.
House Republican leaders say they plan to bring their version, the American Health Care Act, to the floor for a vote in the full chamber next Thursday. Two GOP lawmakers say the proposed replacement for Obamacare likely will be amended to adjust tax credits to help older, lower-income Americans buy health care coverage. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says all options are on the table when it comes to North Korea. NPR's Elise Hugh reports Tillerson declared a policy of strategic patience is over.
Tillerson is continuing a six-day sweep through East Asia. On Friday, he met with U.S. forces at the Demilitarized Zone, or DMZ. He also met with South Korea's foreign minister and its acting president. In response to continued missile and nuclear testing by Pyongyang, Tillerson says he supports a basket of options, but kept open the possibility of a military response.
If North Korea takes actions that threatens the South Korean forces or our own forces, then that will be met with an appropriate response.
Tillerson heads next to China, which has been pushing for the U.S. to return to the negotiating table with North Korea. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Seoul.
The Israeli military says anti-aircraft missiles were launched from Syria into Israel early today. This came after Israel launched airstrikes inside Syria. We have more on this from NPR's Daniel Estrin.
The Israeli military says it was carrying out a series of airstrikes in Syria. Its jets were back in Israeli-controlled airspace when the Syrian military fired a series of surface-to-air missiles toward the Israeli jets. None of the jets were hit, according to the Israeli military. This is a rare occurrence, but not the first time that the Syrian army has fired such missiles toward Israeli jets, according to the army.
That's NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. U.S. stocks are mixed, with the Dow up 3 points at 20,937. This is NPR News. Poet and playwright Derek Walcott has died. The Nobel laureate was born on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia and never lost his love for his homeland in his life or in his work. NPR's Lynn Neary has this remembrance.
Derek Walcott started out to be a painter, but he published his first poem at the age of 14. He was a prolific poet and playwright. Many consider his epic Omeros to be his greatest poem. It is a retelling of the story of the Trojan War through West Indian fishermen who he thought were heroic in their own right. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1992, but he told NPR in 2007 that he never thought of himself as successful.
Every day is a challenge, you know, and every piece of blank paper is a challenge, so there's no success ever.
Walcott died at his home in St. Lucia. He was 87 years old. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Irish pride is shining through across the United States and Ireland. Large crowds in multiple cities have turned out for St. Patrick's Day parades and other events. Some are wearing oversized hats, others big St. Patrick's Day glasses, all decked out in green. Even ducks are getting in on it. Against the backdrop of snow from this week's storm, Boston's popular Make Way for Duckling statues are fitted with tiny green hats. Celebrations also abound in New York City. A special mass was held at the iconic St. Patrick's Cathedral, where U.S. and Irish flags are displayed. The Dow is up slightly, standing at 20,938. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Eli Lilly and Company. For 140 years, Lilly has been dedicated to uniting caring with discovery to make life better for people. Information on how the people of Lilly turn inspiration into action is at lillyforbetter.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. We start off this hour with music from Clarence Gatemouth Brown. We're going to go back to 1973 and some recordings he did in France with some really great musicians. Case in point would be on this next track, Jay McShann on piano. Here's Clarence Gatemouth Brown with Just Got Lucky.
Just got lucky, baby. Let me tell you how I feel. Just got lucky, baby. Let me tell you how I feel. Played nine numbers and eight, jumping off of the wheel. I got a case full of whiskey. All I need is company. I got a case full of whiskey. All I need is company. I got a pocket full of money. All I need is misery. Thank you.
need a mansion with a whole lot of room. You can have your Chateaubriand and caviar. All I really want is one big expensive car. Ain't asking for much, Jack, just solid old Cadillac. I need a little leg with some comfort in my seat. When I hear those A-cat furs, I can feel the leap. Give me lots of chrome and all the leather you can find. Put my name on the plate so you know this baby's mine. Ain't asking for much, Jack, just solid old Cadillac. Solid old Cadillac with fishtail fins and a bar in the back. Solid old Cadillac, a little something to get me the stowing back. Emerald and big diamond ring. You may possess the wealth of your command. Till you drive a cat, you just can't understand. Ain't asking for much, Jack, just solid old Cadillac. Now you can have your fine liquors and things that you like. You can have your thrills with the ladies of the night. Throw me the back of my caddy with beer and barbecue. Ain't nothing better in the world you can do. Ain't asking for much, Jack, just solid old Cadillac. Solid old Cadillac. Tail fins and a ball in the back. Solid gold Cadillac. A little something give me the stone back. I want a solid gold Cadillac. With fish tail fins and a ball in the back. Solid gold Cadillac. A little something to give me the stone back.
West Coast Jump Blues from Mitch Woods and his Rocket 88 Solid Gold Cadillac. Before we heard Mitch Woods, we heard Clarence Gatemouth Brown, who opened up the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday for us with a number called Just Got Lucky, again recorded in France back in 1973. And a lot of great artists on this particular disc, I should say, Jay McShann on piano on that particular track. Next year on KRVS, we're going to stick with a Cadillac. There were a lot of cars in the blues, but the Caddy sort of takes the cake. Here's Michael Juan Nunez from his disc About to Snap.
Cadillac. She got a scratch or two, but she still look new, and her motor purrs just like a cat. She drive me all around the town, drive me to the countryside, and even when she drive me crazy, boys, y'all know that I enjoy the ride. Cause my Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast, burns up too much gas, but teach me where I need to go with class. Some people like them sports cars, but I don't care for them at all. They require too much maintenance, and their trunks is too damn small. Fans.
my Cadillac. She sure is pretty, my Cadillac. She's comfortable, my Cadillac. Don't move too fast, it burns up too much gas. But she takes me where I need to go with class. Pickup trucks for hauling all their wear, but I ain't got so many things and I need to haul from here to there. Some people like them foreign models. Now I admit they do look cool, but I ain't got no metric tool and it's hard to read the manual. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, man, she's comfortable. My Cadillac don't move too fast. It burns up too much gas. But she takes me where I need to go with class. My Cadillac, she sure is pretty. My Cadillac, ooh, my Cadillac don't move. It burns up too much gas, but she takes me where I need to go with class. My Cadillac, man, she sure is we
come hear me sing. I see your face all over town, in every place, twisting heads around. Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, ooh-wee. I'd like to share my wine right here from my side with the fine delight in the Texas Cadillac, in the Texas Cadillac. Texas got a life, and her Texas got a life.
Texas Cadillac. That was the Spoken Joe Kubek Band with Benoist King. King on vocals and guitar. Kubek also on guitar. Kubek playing lead guitar. Kubek was born in Pennsylvania but raised in Texas, and he played rhythm guitar behind Freddie King until King passed away back in 76. King, met Freddie King. Benoist King was from Monroe, Louisiana. These two guys, Kubek and King, teamed up back in 1989, had quite a number of discs and albums out together over the years. Unfortunately, Joe Kubek passed away at a festival back in October of 2015. He was 58 years old at the time, died of a heart attack. Before we heard Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoist King, we heard Michael Juan Nunez also talking about a Cadillac. Michael Juan from his disc About to Snap. And, of course, Michael Juan will be one of the performers at the David Egan sort of a song fest that will be taking place next Thursday night and next Friday night at Vermilionville here in Lafayette. Michael Juan, along with Marsha Ball, C.C. Adcock, Roddy Romero, David Torkanowski from New Orleans, Buddy Flett, Steve Riley, and a number of others, Sonny Landreth. So quite a lineup for a fundraiser for the Dreamer Fund, late David Egan's Dreamer Fund. We're going to turn next to Shamika Copeland from her disc 33 and a Third. That was her age when she recorded this for Telarc Records back in 2012. Here's Shamika Copeland with a number called Mississippi Mud.
That Mississippi mud.
Shamika Copeland once again from her disc 33 and a third. That was J.J. Gray, assisting on vocals on that particular track. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a really, really good lady guitar slinger, talking about Deborah Coleman. She first picked up a guitar at 8 years old. She was playing professionally at 15, gave it up for a while to raise a child, and worked as an electrician. And then back in 1993, she won a talent search sponsored by the Charleston Blues Festival, and the prize was the first disc she had out called Taking a Stand. She's had quite a few since then. From that disc, though, here's Deborah Coleman here on the Blues Box doing the Memphis mini tune Moaning the Blues.
Thank you. inside my bed. This morning, blues sat inside my bed.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Block with her take on Depot Blues, an old Son House tune. This is from Rory's disc Blues, Walking Like a Man, a tribute to Son House. who she got to hear many, many years ago back in the 1960s. Rory was preceded by Deborah Coleman. We heard Deborah Coleman from, again, what was her first disc, Taking a Stand, came out in 1994. Deborah doing an old Memphis mini tune called Moanin' the Blues. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Son House, one of the great early Delta blues recording artists, although he didn't record all that much early on. But he was very influential. Robert Johnson used to try and get to play with Son House and some of the juke joints, and they'd turn him away until one day Johnson disappeared for a while, came back, and was a killer guitarist. But anyway, that's another story. From May 28th of 1950, recorded in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records, here's Son House with a number called Dry Spell Blues.
To let it rot. sweet potatoes, I ain't going to give you none. Old Aunt Jane got a sweet potato in her hand. If you want good potatoes, bake it in my pan. I got sweet potatoes, and I ain't going to give you none. Something, Mama, you never seen before. I got sweet potatoes, ain't going to give you none. I ain't going to give you none of my bacon. I ain't got enough. If you want to get my sweet potatoes, you got to buy my stuff. Cause I got sweet potatoes, and I ain't going to give you none.
From December of 1927, that was Lonnie Johnson, the incomparable Lonnie Johnson, fabulous guitar player, way, way ahead of his time. Lonnie Johnson with Sweet Potato Blues. He was preceded by Son House. We heard Son House doing a totally different style of blues, very rural blues. Son House from the 28th of May in 1930 doing Dry Spell Blues. Again, he recorded that in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount Records. He was brought along on the trip by Charlie Patton, whom he had just met. Son House had just gotten out of Parchman Farm prison. He'd been pardoned after killing somebody a year or two prior. Anyway, Son House, Willie Brown, Charlie Patton, and the pianist Louise Johnson all headed up to Grafton, Wisconsin in a car, and Johnson was the girl friend at the time of Charlie Patton, but somehow or other the romance didn't survive the trip, and on the way back she was, according to stories, putting the squeeze on Son House, probably despite Charlie Patton. Anyway, she recorded four sides while she was up there in Wisconsin, four sides for Paramount Records, and they're very rare in that there were hardly any women Barrelhouse pianists to record at that particular time, and she was pretty good. Here she is with her most famous piece, a number called On the Wall, which, as you can probably tell, is based on Cow-Cow Davenport's Cow-Cow Blues. Again, Louise Johnson.
Bye.
Garfield Akers with his friend Joe Calicott doing a number called Cottonfield Blues, number two. Akers had a very insistent guitar style and specialized in the high vocals. He was supposedly, it's been said, he's influence on John Lee Hooker, Robert Wilkins, and others. He only had four recordings out, two of them done for Vocalion Records in 29 and two more for Brunswick Records in 1930. He was preceded by Louise Johnson, whom we heard recorded in May of 1930, along with, again, the same session that Willie Brown, Son House, and Charlie Patton all recorded during, and that, again, took place in Grafton, Wisconsin. Louise Johnson on piano and vocals doing a number called On the Wall. Music next here on KRVS from John Hammond from his disc Nobody Like You. Here's Hammond with a piece called Ride Till I Die.
You know, my daddy was a jockey and he showed me how to ride. My daddy was a jockey and he showed me how to ride. He said once in the middle and then from side to side. Once in the middle and then from side to side. Oh, baby, I'm gonna ride till I die. Honey. Well, you know, I hop in the saddle and ride, baby, all night long. Yes, I hop in the saddle and ride, baby, all night long. I know just how to ride, and I ain't gonna ride you wrong. Fine little pony, love to have her fun. She's a fine little little pony love, love to have her fun. She take me to the races all night long. Fine little pony, ride to the break of day. She's a fine little pony, she ride to the break of day. Never grumble or fusses, do everything this poor boy say. Hop in the saddle and ride, baby, all night long. Yes, I hop in the saddle and ride, baby, all night long. I know just how to ride, and I ain't gonna ride you wrong. No, baby, I'm gonna ride till I die. Honey, she said it's ride, jockey, ride on. Ride, jockey, ride on. Ride, jockey, ride on.
John Hammond, again from the disc Nobody But You, A Ride Till I Die. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a couple of minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's followed at 3 p.m. by Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We have news from NPR coming up at 4 o'clock on the program All Things Considered. That's followed at 6 p.m. by the program Selected Shorts. And at 7 p.m., music continues with Big Band Swings and Other Things, hosted by Lee Kleinpeter. And Lee is followed at 9 p.m. by the program Funkify Your Life, hosted by Dan Phillips. And then at 10 tonight, do stay tuned for James Van Way and The Fringe. Of course, we have blues, not blues, but music all night long for you here on KRVS, and a lot of great Cajun Creole and Zydeco music tomorrow. So keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, or you can catch us online at krvs.org. Again, we are member-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. And programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 a.m., right after Morning Edition, so definitely catch the next Blues Box. Then, till then, we're going to turn to Terry Robb to take us on up to the top of the hour with his rendition of Buck Dance from a disc called Acoustic Blues Trio. Terry Robb. Have a great weekend.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Waiting in the front door, sitting on a log, with a single-shot rifle and a one-eyed dog.
Bonjour, ça ici c'est Gervis Mott. J'aimerais vous inviter de m'écouter tous les dimanches matins, de 9h à midi, pour la meilleure de musique de nous les Cajuns, sur KRVS 88.7, ici à Lafayette.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.